And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Something is totally out of kilter in academia. The University of North Carolina recently announced at a celebratory gathering that it has raised a record $447 million in alumni gifts, donations, and endowments. I'd say we had a pretty loud year, boasted Chancellor Carol Folt to a throng of faculty and staff. Coinciding with Folt's announcement, another item appeared in local and national media, revealing student debt has reached a staggering $1.2 trillion, even outpacing credit card debt. There's even talk of the bubble bursting like what happened to the subprime real estate mortgages. To put the magnitude of this debt in perspective, the U.S. spent $1.7 trillion to finance the Iraq War. It's an enormous drag on students and their families, and an albatross hung around our nation's economic neck. Here in North Carolina, the General Assembly has cut $697 million from the UNC system, only to be replaced by raising tuition costs and increasing further the painful burden of student loans. The effect is devastating. Graduating seniors are finding it difficult to land good, high-paying jobs, which is exacerbated by having to pay back loans averaging $30,000 plus interest. Even more troubling, those students who drop out before graduating can't even find a job that pays minimum wage. How are they to pay back their loans? So, what's to be done about the sad state of our higher educational system? One proposal under consideration is for Congress to allocate $350 billion to assist students in repaying debt. Having our senators and representatives approve that expenditure would probably take a miracle. Perhaps we should examine what's causing the high cost of education that is growing at a rate three times greater than inflation. My solution to all this, why not transfer a portion of the alumni largesse to subsidize student tuition? It could be in the form of scholarships or outright grants. Let's face it, if something isn't done now to remediate the crush of student debt, higher education will be affordable only to the rich. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.